Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of DLC Anxiety Live. Today we've got a wonderful guest, Katrina. We'll be speaking all things dance, movement, and breathing. So how can we incorporate dance and movement? So if you enjoy dancing, this will be super, super helpful for you. And also if you just use it as a hobby to de-stress, reduce your anxiety, that'll be all fantastic. So I'm just waiting for Katrina to come in, and then we can get going with the live. Hi buddy, all the way from Nepal. Hey to Shabam, hope you're doing well. Hey to Aaliyah, hope everyone's doing fantastic today. Forward Steps Only, hello, what a great name to have. Someone's put, hi, I'm Katrina. I don't think you're the guest, but hi, Katrina. Hope you're doing well. I love that name, by the way. Forward Steps Only. Hi from Canada. Sophie Glitters, hi. Hi from St. Georgia, Utah in America. Hey, man, I'm all the way from South Africa. South Wales, so I'm from North Wales. So a northern lass living in Wales. That's I'm from the north of the UK, so I can really resonate. So. Oh, and energy, you're in the right place. Someone's from Belfast, they said, hello, sir, from India. Everyone, Romania, you guys are worldwide. We really are a worldwide platform. Hi, are you okay?
Hey, yes. Just adjusting here. Yes. And you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Yeah, so firstly, thank you so much for stopping by with the community. It's always great to hear different people, what they're doing within the mental health space and just their own personal journeys with anxiety and how you're helping people with anxiety. So for people who don't know about the amazing work that you do, are you able to just give a little introduction about what you do and how it's beneficial for mental health with the people that you work with, and maybe a little bit about how you've dealt with your own mental health?
Yes. First of all, I can't see you, so I'm not sure whether that's on my end or yours. Anyway, if no one else has that problem, I'll just go ahead with the question. Yes, so I'm Katerina. I am from Greece, living in the Netherlands and been everywhere around Europe, living around in different countries because I was an academic, and now I'm doing the shift. This is also one proactive step for taking care of my anxiety tendencies and mental health, to give up my job in academia and become a dance and movement facilitator. So other topics you asked were about
your own anxiety. So I'm guessing that doing the dance and the movement was really helpful in reducing your anxiety. Yes.
So I mean, that was the way to enter this world of movement, because I used to do my PhD and I used to have a class on Mondays, and that was like the holy time of the week that I really took for myself. And I knew that after that class, whatever I had in my mind, whatever I had stressing up and kind of building up tension, it would go away. Once I even had a headache, and it was a tension headache, and then at the end of the class there was no tension headache, obviously. And then I thought, this is a good thing. I have to keep doing this thing. Yeah.
Someone just put yoga is the movement, and I think it's a really important topic to talk about when you speak about anxiety, because it is this excessive energy that we all have. And what I love about like dance or movement or yoga is that you're using that excessive energy in a positive way. So instead of sitting with the anxiety and getting uncomfortable with the anxiety and then worrying often about that anxiety, extra feelings you have, you're actually incorporating it in a positive way. And like you say, at the end of the class, you didn't have your tension headache.
Yeah.
Because we know with anxiety, we hold a lot of stress, don't we? In our shoulders, in our head, in our jaw. So just even moving can help relax that tension that's been built up during the day.
Yeah. And I find that I had also reduced awareness of how much tension there was in my body. And with going to class, giving myself the time, I realized, oh, there is a lot of tension here in the jaw area and neck area, and that is causing a lot of pain. And before that, I wouldn't even feel the pain because I was so much in my mind, you know.
No, definitely. Yeah, so are you teaching classes at the moment? And if so, how many people do you teach them to? And would you say that a lot of people who come are wanting to focus on mental health as well as obviously get the other benefits from the stuff you're doing?
Yes, for me, it's mostly people who want to feel relaxed after. They come to my classes. I do creative dance classes, and I do it's called Mama Dance, which is a way to drop into the body for pregnant ladies, pregnant people. So that also helps a lot in mindset for birth. A lot of people have anxiety around giving birth, so that is also a way to to deal with it, to bring it into the body that knows what it can do, you know. I forgot about your first question, your first
No,
part of the question.
just regarding the classes, are they all in person, or can people
Oh yeah.
join? Do you do like it on Zoom or things like that?
Yeah, so at the moment I have both group classes in person and one-on-one in person and in on Zoom.
Brilliant.
So far I haven't tested out so much the online one-on-one, but I'm really curious to develop it. I have done group classes on Zoom in the past during the pandemic,
Nice.
and last few months I had mostly done classes in person with one-on-one movement coaching, where I basically help them to ground themselves and move in different ways to open perspective in the tension in the mind that they have. We usually do a little interview in the beginning, an intake, where I ask my questions like, where are you now? Where would you like to be? And what have you done that you feel it's helpful? And how do you imagine me helping you? Because people who come to me, they know a little bit how I work. Maybe they follow me on social media and so on. And with these questions, I then come up with a plan within 4 sessions in a span between 1 or 2 weeks from each other, depending the availability of the person. And then I use my tools of creative movement and creative dance to help them with their objectives. Like, for example, one objective is to be able to relax after work, or to not clench my teeth while working. One person came to me and she said, I have a feeling that I process time differently. I don't have a good feeling of time anymore, because she's always like planning for the next trip and plan. So she's always like in the future or in the moment or in the future. And this is very confusing feeling. And maybe that sounds familiar. I also have the same feeling when I have a period of time when I'm very stressed. I have the feeling that I'm missing some appointment, or I forgot something, or and it's constant, it's always there. And when I recognize, okay, it's building up, I go down to the body and I put on some music, and I wherever, you know, I have a little bit of space, I just lay on the floor to start with and start breathing with it, and then yeah, the body starts moving, and I know that my only task in that moment is not to stop it. I don't know
I'm
how
just
it
reading some of
sounds.
that. No, I'm just reading some of the comments from the community members who really are really loving the fact that we're just opening this discussion of dance and creative movement and a somatic experience, because I think it should be spoken about more, because like you said, a lot of people wouldn't actually realize the benefits of doing this for your mental health, because you mentioned all different things. You mentioned someone who's dealing with like the daily routine issues. You mentioned someone who's dealing with clenching of the muscles and things, and then obviously people with anxiety. It really can be beneficial in more ways than many people could imagine. So I think that's why it's really important to have this discussion. So that I'm really happy that you've stopped by. I just want to move on to some of the questions from the community that I got in. The first one is, how does incorporating intentional breathing techniques enhance your experience of dance movements as a tool for managing anxiety? So we know with anxiety, we've got this shallow breathing, we're not breathing correctly, and that can exacerbate the anxiety and really cause the anxiety to spike. How do you incorporate that breathing into everything that you're doing, the correct breathing?
Well, there are two ways. One way is to use breathing in movement or stillness to use slow breathing in this case, and really bring the air down to the diaphragm and use diaphragmatic breathing, because that really helps with activating the vagus nerve, like to calm the body, essentially, and that gives the feedback to the mind to calm as well. So that is not necessarily in dance per se, but in movement and in certain postures, sitting, standing, and so on. And then in dance, my experience is that when you say, okay, we'll do this movement, lifting your leg and hands to the side, and with this movement you breathe in, and when they go down with this movement that you breathe out, that per se, that information of moving certain parts of your body in combination with the actual breathing pattern, that is enough input for your brain to give it the task, to give it enough to do. So that leaves no space for any racing thoughts or thinking of the future or thinking of the past and ruminating and so on. So that is I call it the principle of the enough input. You know, you say, okay, I have this movement and I have this breathing, and that's it. That's all I need to do, and that is really enough.
What would your advice be for someone who maybe can incorporate that movement and the breathing, but for some reason they do get racing thoughts happening? How would you help them to stay present and ground themselves in the moment?
I would say maybe do it, try slower or faster, to see, because some people prefer to move fast to slow their thought flow, and some people prefer to move slow to slow and that. So I would say if it's not happening for you, first of all, I would say try slow it down or speeding it up, and basically, how you say, try to fit the movement to your breathing. Like sit with the breathing first, and then move as you breathe instead of forcing the breathing to the movement. You know, so start from
That's
the
really
breathing and then do the movement on top of it. And if this needs to be faster for you, then do it faster. If it needs to be slower, do it slower and see and play around with it, because for different people, different work.
But yeah, so almost tailoring your own experience of it, and I love that you do that. The next question is, what type of dance movements or styles do you find are most effective in helping people with anxiety or stress symptoms?
I think in my experience and in my feeling, types of movements that are more focusing on what the body can do instead of how it's supposed to look, that is helpful. So for example, let's say a prompt I give usually is, what is alive in your body right now? And then someone says, oh, my shoulder, and then that moves. And then their attention is on the shoulder, and that moves, and they're in it, in the movement. So focusing more, like it's more the perspective and moving away from the performative aspect of dance, I think that is more beneficial for people who are like always ruminating or always thinking, and me included as well. I did a lot of choreography in dance, and I always feel like, oh, am I good enough? You know, am I doing this? How it's, it does it look like it should look like? And that is causing more stress, you know, in the moment, and I don't enjoy because I'm trying to fit it into how the choreographer or the dance teacher imagined it. You might also end up having a nice teacher that says, take the movement and make it yours, but that to me requires even more level of self-awareness. So I would go with people that are more like improvisation, like creative dance, where you play with elements, where you play with a scarf, and it's more about what can you do with a scarf rather than how it looks like, you know? So the
I think
perspective
that's
thing.
really helpful. And what you say, even outside of a dance perspective, I think if you can focus on, like you say, those body movements, and really it's being mindful in the moment, isn't it? Being mindful with what you're feeling, that can really help to move away from those racing thoughts. And the next question is, how do you adapt your dance movements to synchronize with your breathing patterns for maximum relaxation? So is there a way of where you can marriage both of them together?
There are certain movements that are made better by breathing with them very well. For example, when you fold your body forward, you can expire, like you can breathe out really strongly, and that helps the diaphragm moving faster and becoming how you say, elastic. And that is really, I mean, can I do it? Can I show
No.
it?
Oh, of course. Yes, please do. Please do.
So when you have a movement like this and you go forward like this, if you breathe out with it and you breathe out maybe even with a voice like this, that is super connection of movement and breathing because you're using your movement to release the air optimally in that case. And that you can also incorporate in a more aesthetic expression if you want to. You know, you can have the arms on the side or you can open in a different way. It doesn't matter. What matters is that when you fold, you expire strongly and ideally with a voice. And that is
So
really a bit of
why does the voice amplify it? Why would you say using that expression with the voice as well makes it better?
it's again activating the vagus nerve.
Right.
Vibrating your vocal cords activates the vagus nerve. So it's multiple things together. It's one physiological principle that if you fold, you have less space, so it's good to empty the lungs. And the other is the activation of the vagus nerve, the combination with the voice. Yes.
I just wanted to. Someone's just asked, do you have any personal experiences of maybe a time in your life where you've been dealing with anxiety, and you use dance and these breathing exercises to help you? And where would you say that anyone can do this? It doesn't matter if they might not think they're very good at dancing or moving, etc. Would you encourage anyone to start this?
Yes, absolutely. This is my mission in life. Anyone who can breathe can dance. This is my motto in life. If you can breathe, you can dance. And it's not about being good in dancing because dancing is not necessarily performing. Dancing is for you. Even just opening your arms while you're breathing can be considered dancing, and that is something you feel more open, and your body is more in an open posture, and that affects how you present yourself, how you feel towards others, how you perceive the others. So it's more together. But to your question, personal experience. I mean, I told you about the tension headache that I had and the holy time of the week for my PhD. But I have many more things like that where I had, for example, a class of yoga or Pilates, and then I used to live in London, and I used to go by bike to work, and then I used to pack my day with a lot of sports because essentially I wanted to to escape my job. But this I understood after many years. And I think there I was trying to move my body, but I wasn't moving it in the right way to release my tension. But sometimes I had a creative movement class on a Saturday, and after that, I was soft like dough, you know, very calm and centered and grounded and satisfied. Often when I felt anxious about my work, I am just putting on some music and well, now I gave up that work, but I keep feeling anxious about different things, about the moving. We are moving soon from this country to another country. So I felt anxious about this interview podcast. So yesterday evening I laid on the floor and I was like, okay, let's stretch. Okay. And I wasn't, at some point I told you, I put on the music and I wasn't deciding, but I was just deciding not to stop the movement. That was my only mission in that movement, in that moment. My body was moving and I was like, let it go, let it go, let it move, you know? Yeah.
So
So,
when I imagine when you do that, each time that you're doing it, you have a different experience of the dance and the movement, right?
yes, absolutely. The body will be seeking movements that make you feel good. Often when I start moving my body, I do this movement to the side because I often have tension in the neck, or I circle the head. Any head movement helps with the neck tension. And this is like the first movement I do when someone says, okay, and now we breathe, and I go ugh, like to the side, or I circle and so on. I trust that the body will find where you need more space or where you need more relief, and it will lead you to it. It's just that we often think of our body just like the functional tool, you know? So it brings me to the bus stop, or I don't know, I make food with my body and all these everyday activities, but it has also another use. An intelligence of its own. And in my classes, this is what I prompt people to do. We try to train this feeling, you know, so that when they leave the class, they can still do it themselves. And yeah, listen to these tensions before they become pain, before they become disease. So this is what I do.
Yeah, I just saw another great question, which is what type of music and dance combined is best for someone who's anxious? So is there any particular type of music and dance that they could do that can help reduce anxiety over another type?
Yeah, I mean it is very personal. Whenever I speak about music, it's very personal. Music that you would listen and you would relax to. I personally like harp music because it's simple enough. It has a nice melody, it has a nice tone, like it's soft to the ear. But yeah, I cannot say classical music because classical music is also like it can have a lot of drums and ups and downs. Yeah,
So
I think that's a tough
you would say
one.
more like you say a harp with something with a basic melody, not too much complication in there, and something that you can relax to.
Yes, and I would prefer no lyrics. Or very simple lyrics that get repeated.
That's really good and helpful. And I really want to thank you for coming and stopping by with the community. For everyone who wants to delve further into everything that you're doing, do you have a website where they can look at more information on either seeing you in person for the dance classes or maybe taking one of your Zoom classes? And if so, are you able to share that information for us?
Yes. So my website is dancemovementbreathing.eu, And my social media is at Dance Movement Breathing, and on Facebook, Dance Movement and Breathing. I don't have TikTok yet, so just
Need to get on
Instagram
it.
and Facebook. Yeah.
I'm sure everything you're doing will be well received on TikTok. And like I said, how we open this is that I feel like it's good that we are talking about this in the mental health space, because the benefits of dance and movement and marrying in the breathing correctly as well can really help us on a day-to-day basis. So I really, really appreciate you coming and stopping by. And yeah,
Thank
I'll
you.
for everyone who is just tuning in now, this will be on the Instagram page straight after this, and then within 72 hours it'll be up on our podcast if you prefer to listen on DLC Live, which is across all of the podcast channels. So thank you so much for stopping by. That was really helpful. Lots of insight and knowledge for the community. And stay in touch, and I'd love to continue to spread your message and get people aware of how dance and movement can really help reduce anxiety.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
You are more than welcome. Take care. Bye bye.
Bye.